Shear, Isaac Schneider, Valentin Villalobos, and Jackson Brandt for Greeley County. Ball goes left side to Austin Bailey. Bailey picks it up, gives it back to Grimmett. Grimmett gets in the Oswald. Oswald, spin move. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. Oswald kicks it out. Now Shoemaker. Shoemaker goes to right side to Davies. Davies back out to Shoemaker. Shoemaker for three. No good. Rebounded, pulled down by Shear. Shear down the court to Villalobos. Villalobos back to Brandt. Brandt's going to take it in. Dishes it off. Layup. Good. By Isaac Schneider. His first two of the night. Cuts the lead back to four. 27-23. Grayson Shoemaker with it. Gives the ball left side to Grimmett. Grimmett. Now hands the ball off to Austin Bailey. Bailey gets inside. Layup. Good. Austin Bailey with four. Austin's like, you're not going to step out here on me. I'm taking it to the basket. Now we're going to get another foul on Landon Grimmett. That's his third. As they set the screen up there with Titus Shear, and he ran through the screen. So Landon's going to have to watch it with his third personal foul. Still going to have to play good and hard, but somebody needed to communicate with him that the screen was going to be set. Inbounds pass comes in underneath. Brandt. Shot is up. They're going to be foul before the shot on foul on Luke Davies. That is going to be three on Luke Davies. So two big fouls right off the bat for Lebo on this, the baseline on this trip down the court. Ball goes to the right side. Now they get it up to Brandt. Brandt gets the ball. Now getting inside is Villalobos. Villalobos kicks it out to Brandt. Brandt, spin move, gets in, picks up a dribble now. Going to settle for a 15-footer. Shots up no good. Rebounded by Zach Oswald. Oswald gives it out to Grimmett. Grimmett decides to take it in the paint. All the way to the basket. Layup. Good. Landon Grimmett with seven. And the largest lead of the night for the Wolves at 8. 31-23. Villalobos with it. Right side loses the ball. Out of bounds, but Austin Bailey tried to sell it. He did a good job. He was pointing the other way, but no, it went out off Austin. Yeah, he was trying to sell that. It wasn't going anywhere. Shear with it. He gives the ball off to Schaefer. Schaefer to Villalobos. Villalobos. Now to Shear. Shear drives in. Shot is up and good. Tyson Shear with his first two. Cuts the lead to six, 31-25, 5:20 to go here in the first, in the third quarter. Right side to Austin Bailey. Bailey gives it up to Grimmett. Grimmett takes it inside. Shot is up, no good. Rebound comes out to Bailey. Bailey, little 10-footer off the glass, no good. Rebound by Oswald. Oswald gets the shot up, no good. He's mugged, but they didn't call the mugging. The ball's going to be out of bounds. Man, Zach is having to battle really hard in there. Carson Luber's now in the game. Inbounds pass comes into Davies. Davies, spin move. Now he's still got the basketball. Dribbling, gives it over to Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets a shot off. No good. Rebound, going to get a foul on Zach Oswald. That's already three team fouls on Lebo. None on Greeley County. Tyson Shear with it. Gets it over to Brandt. Brandt. Now he's going to travel. Jackson Brandt, who got the first 9 points of the game for Greeley County, has really struggled since then, as he only has 11 right now. But a lot of them came... His nine came in early in the first quarter. So Davies and then Conradi done a nice job of shutting him down since then. Shoemaker, Grayson Shoemaker with it. Dribbles the right side, takes it to the basket, stops. Gives it out to Grimmett. Grimmett thought about a three, but now he dribbles to the left side. Now to Bailey. Bailey's going baseline. Bailey gets it back out to Davies. Davies picks up dribble right side to Shoemaker. Shoemaker dribbles it off of somebody's foot. They're going to say off of his. Now, the last two trips down court, Levo's looked a little sketchy with their offense. Titus Shear with it. Left side. Now dishes it out. Ball stolen by Davies. Davies gives it up to Bailey. Bailey has the ball stripped away from him, but he's going to be fouled. I think that's probably the weakest one of the Jackson. But that's a big one on Greeley County, as that's now three on Jackson Brandt. So foul trouble for Brandt. Inbounds pass comes in. They tried to fire it underneath to Zach Oswald. Ball knocked away. Luke Davies might have been the simpler play. Ball comes in to Oswald. Oswald thought about the three. Now he's going to drive in there. Dishes it off to Davies. To Shoemaker. Shoemaker back to Davies. Davies launches a three. No good. Rebound to Tyson Shear for Greeley County. Here comes Brandt. Brandt gets inside. Brandt's going to get called for offensive foul. That's number four on Jackson Brandt. That's a big, big calling. And definitely Coach Gooch did not agree with him, but didn't say a whole lot. But that's four on Brandt. That's big. And now Bailey gets inside. Bailey picks up a dribble, gets it back to Shoemaker. Shoemaker has the ball stolen by Brandt. And that's actually wasn't a foul on Brandt, and now he's got another basket. He's got 13. That was a traveling turnover. So it's just still three fouls on Brandt. 31-27. Levo needing to find some offense here. They're struggling on the offensive end right now. Ball up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker over to Grimmett. Grimmett to Davies. Davies to Shoemaker for three. No good. Rebound to Greeley County. Here they come on the break. Valentin Villalobos. Villalobos thought about the three. Gets it in to Brandt. Brandt kicks it back out to Shear. Shear gets inside. Left side three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound put back up and no good. Rebound this time comes out to Landon Grimmett. Lebo dodged a couple things there. Grimmett gives the ball off to Davies. Davies now to Shoemaker. Shoemaker the right side to Bailey. Bailey gets in the paint. Dishes it out to Davies. Davies gets inside. Dishes it now to Oswald. Oswald now to Bailey. Bailey free throw line jumper. Good! Austin Bailey. Okay. You're not going to guard me again. I'm going to make you pay. 33-27. Austin Bailey now with six. Four here in the corner. Villalobos gets inside, dishes it out. Blake Schaefer for three, no good. Rebounded by Oswald. Lebo leading by six, 1:25 to go in the third quarter. Grimmett with it. Grimmett takes it on left side, gives it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker back to Davies. Davies over to Shoemaker. Shoemaker back to Davies. To Shoemaker. Shoemaker picks up the dribble. Now gives it to Bailey. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Brandt. Brandt on the break. Gives it off left side. Villalobos layup good. Villalobos with nine. Cuts the lead to four. Grayson Shoemaker shot. No good. Rebound down for it. We're going to get a tie up and it'll go over to Greeley County. Jarrett Yanez checking back in the game along with Isaac Schneider for Greeley County. Conrady now in the game replacing Landon Grimmett. Doesn't want to pick up a fourth foul on Grimmett. Seconds to go in the quarter, 33-29. Lebo with the four-point lead. Brandt gets inside. Now spin move. Gets it back out to Villalobos. Villalobos gets inside. Now dishes off right side to Schaefer. Schaefer to Giannis. Giannis back to Schaefer. Schaefer gets in the paint. Dishes it off to Brandt. Brandt decides to take a three. No good. Rebound by Brandt. Put back up and good. That time Davies just basically missed on the block out. And pulls him with him too. Brandt with 15. Out front, it's Grayson Shoemaker. Goes off the screen to the right. Dishes it off to Davies. Davies to Shoemaker. Shoemaker for three. Go! Just off the rim. And after three, it is Lebo 33, Greeley County 31. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Lebo Wolves State Tournament action on Nix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo leading 33-31. They have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Bailey has it. Picks up his dribble, has some trouble, gives it out top to Grimmett. Grimmett. Going off the screen by Bailey. Grimmett takes it to the baseline. Shot is up. Good! Landon Grimmett with nine. And the lead's back to four, 35-31. The ball goes left side to Valentina. Villalamos has the ball stripped away, but comes up in the hands of Schaefer. Schaefer gets around the left side. Now back to Villalamos. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by Oswald. Oswald has the ball stolen. Back out to Giannis. Giannis gets it in the corner for three from Brandt. Good. Jackson Brandt now with 18. Cuts the lead to one. 35-34. Under 7 minutes to go. Grimmett gives the ball. Left side it goes to Davies. Davies back up. Right side to Bailey. Bailey to Grimmett in the corner. Grimmett into Oswald. Oswald back to Bailey. Bailey drives in. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by Greeley County. Villalobos gets it across the timeline. Gets it over the right side to Giannis. Giannis backing up. Gives the ball over to Villalobos. Villalobos with it. Gets the ball in the corner to Giannis. Giannis now to Brandt in the corner. Brandt brings it back up. Gets it off to Giannis. Giannis over to the left side to Villalobos. Villalobos on the left wing to Schaefer. Down to Villalobos in the corner. Villalobos gives it to Giannis. Giannis gives it inside to Snyder. Snyder's shot is up. Good. And Greeley County gets the lead. 36-35. Lebo with the basketball. Grimmett gives it off to Davies. Davies goes to right side to Shoemaker. Shoemaker. Gets inside. Now gives the ball off to Bailey. Bailey to Shoemaker. Shoemaker drives baseline. Gives it back up to Bailey. To Shoemaker. Shoemaker. Now to Grimmett. Grimmett. Takes it baseline. Gets inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Greeley County. Brandt has it. Gets it down. Taking it to the basket. Layup. No good. Rebounded by Oswald. Oswald out to Bailey. Bailey gets it across the timeline to Grimmett. Grimmett, free throw line. Left side to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, inside. He gives the ball in underneath Oswald. Oswald, shot up. Good! And a foul. Zach Oswald with 13 and the lead back to Lebo. That is the third personal on Isaac Snyder. At the free throw line. Oswald's free throw is no good. That's his first miss from the free throw line tonight. He's 4 out of 5, but a 1-point lead now for Lebo. Ball goes to the right side. Giannis, layup good. The lead goes back to Greeley County, 38-37. Shoemaker with it. Picks up the dribble, gives it off to Davies. Davies now goes to the top of the key, gives it back to Grimmett. Grimmett gives it off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker takes it inside, shots up. No good. Rebound, Shoemaker. Put back up and good. Grayson Shoemaker now in double figures with 11. And the lead back to Lebo. Giannis with it. Gives it up to Brandt. Brandt. Now left side it goes to Villalobos. Now to Brandt in the corner. Brandt, now to Villalobos, now to the right side, Giannis. Giannis to Brandt on the baseline. Brandt picks up the dribble, gives it in the right corner to Villalobos. Villalobos drives baseline. They're going to get a foul called on Grayson Shoemaker. That's just the fourth team foul. That's just number one on Grayson Shoemaker. Titus Shear back in the game. Ball comes inbounds, gets it up. Left side it goes. Now we're going to get a traveling call on Snyder. Lebo with the 1-point lead and the basketball. Inbounds pass comes in to Shoemaker. Ball goes to the left side. Ball stolen away from Bailey. Now loose ball. We're going to get a foul called. They called a foul, which actually Grayson Shoemaker's foul prevented a layup. And a timeout going to be called by Lebo coach Dennis Becker. We'll take a timeout too. 3:17 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Lebo 39. Greeley County 38. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Lebo State Tournament Action on Mix 104.9 FM.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee Counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most, proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Back here at Barton Community College. Earlier today, Opie lost to Montezuma South Gray in the third place game out of Dodge City, 80-77 in double overtime. And we got a close one going on here. And of course, also earlier tonight, it was the Hanover Lady Wildcats defeating the Lebo Lady Wolves in the girls championship game. Now we got a tough one here for the boys. Shearer gives the ball over to Lincoln Schaefer. Schaefer gives it down in the corner to Brandt. Brandt drives to the basket. Layup no good. He's fouled by Luke Davies. That's the fourth on Luke Davies. But the problem is Luke let him beat him to the baseline. Jackson Brandt at the free throw line. Shots up, no good. Brandt tonight is now 2 for 3 at the free throw line. Brandt's free throw's up and good, and we're tied. it's basically going to be the best of the last 3 minutes and 9 seconds of this game for the state title. Grayson Shoemaker with it. Gets it across the timeline. Gives it to Grimmett. Grimmett gets the ball in to Oswald. Oswald back out to Davies. Davies dishes it out to Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets inside. Dishes it to Bailey on the left side. Back out to Shoemaker. Shoemaker in the paint. Going to have to get rid of the ball and get out of the lane. Now they do. Get the ball into Oswald. Oswald back to Shoemaker. Shoemaker splits two defenders and an offensive foul on Grayson Shoemaker. And Grayson needs to just calm down. Go play defense. Oh, and they called a technical foul on Grayson Shoemaker. They called it. Yeah. Yeah, that. Oh, man. Come on, refs. This late in a state championship game, you're going to call a T? For what? Jackson Brandt's free throws up and good. Grayson was splitting two defenders and gets an offensive foul called and he gets a T on him. Second free throw is up and good. Now it's a 2-point lead for Greeley County. Lebo's got to get some defense going here. And Greeley County's going to split it out. And now running the basketball. Getting in the lane, dishing it out. Three-pointer by Titus Shear. Good. Three-pointer by Titus Shear. Now Grimmett for three. No good. Rebound by... Now they get the ball. And now the ball coming in. Now we're going to get a foul called out front. The foul is going to be on Landon Grimmett for holding. Free throw is up and good. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Oswald. Grimmett gets in there. Davies gets inside. Shot is up. Good. Luke Davies with his first two of the night. Lebo's going to have to get a turnover or something here. Or foul. Jackson Brand with it up top. Gets the ball in the corner. Layup. Good. Valentin Villalobos. Grimmett gives it left side to Davies. Davies back to Grimmett for three. No good. Rebound, Valleyport. Now here comes a fast break opportunity. Layup, good, no good. Rebounded by Davies. Davies gets the ball down the court. He gets tripped from behind. Yeah, the foul differential is rather substantial here in the second half. 9 on Lebo, the 4 on Greeley County. Inbounds pass comes into Davies. Davies just tries to get the ball into Oswald and loses control of the basketball. And now they're going to have to foul. And now they can't get a foul called. And Valentin Villalobos is fouled. Yeah, isn't it amazing when you don't want a foul get called, they get them. Free throw is up and no good. No, free throw is good. No, Lebo needs something to happen fast. Shoemaker with it. They're being way too patient. Get the ball to Davies. Davies launches the three. No good. Oswald put back up, no good. Rebound put back up by Conrad. He's up and good. Now need to get a foul. Need to get a steal or a foul. Need to get something going here. And they're going to break the press. And they get the ball left side to Jackson Brandt. Somebody's got to foul Jackson Brandt. They're waiting. Way too much time go off the clock. Greeley County's going to win this game again. And it all went down to a foul and a technical foul on Grayson Shoemaker. It was tied until that call occurred. But in reality, it's been a great team effort by Greeley County. Another missed free throw. But it has been a great run by the Wolves. Shot is up and good. Landon Grimmett gets it across the timeline. Launches a three. No good. Rebound goes to Greeley County. And Greeley County is going to win the state title. Back-to-back wins for Greeley County as they come away with a 49-43 victory tonight. Comes away with a 49-43 victory tonight over the Lebo Wolves. And a disheartening finish to a really great run by the Wolves. Yeah, it was tied, and then Shoemaker got the offensive foul called, followed by Grayson Shoemaker, and then the technical foul that was called on him, and that just boosted Greeley County to the victory. Once again, the final score here tonight, it is Greeley County 49, Lebo 43. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company post-game show coming up on Mix 104.9 FM.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, three self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
It's time now for the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Mix 104.9.
As Lebo's getting the medals for second place, and it's just been a disheartening finish to that game. They led all the way through three quarters of it. The fourth quarter was just dominated by Greeley County, outscoring them like 13-7. And Greeley County, and you know, right now the kids are getting their trophy for second place. And I'll say this, it's a hard trophy to get, but look, they're going to look back on the history of their program and on what they have accomplished this year, and that second place trophy is going to look pretty darn good. And Greeley County back-to-back state title champions back-to-back years, and I think one of the keys for them was they probably had the best player out there in Jackson Brandt. But they also, I think their depth, I think they wore Lebo out a little bit in the second half. And just Lebo could not overcome here tonight was just a little bit more depth. And when you play the pressure defense like Greeley County does, it can wear you out, and I think it did wear them out in the fourth quarter. Let's give you a rundown of the stats. Brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Let's give you a rundown of the stats for Greeley County. They had two players in double figures. They got 21 from Jackson Brandt and 12 from Valentin Villalobos. They also got 6 from Titus Shear, 6 from Jariah Yanez, and 4 from Isaac Snyder. They shot 18 of 40 from the field. In fact, Jackson Brandt was 7 of 12 from the field. Valentin Villalobos was even hotter. He was 5 of 6 from the field, and they were 5 of 16 from three-point range, most of those by Jackson Brandt, and 8 of 14 at the free throw line, again, most of those by Jackson Brandt, who was 5 of 6. That 8 of 14 is 57%. They also pulled down 20 rebounds. What killed Lebo tonight was a stat we'll go over here in just a second. Greeley County only committed 8 turnovers, while Lebo committed 15 turnovers. Greeley County also got 2 blocks and 8 steals. For Lebo, they were led by 11 points each from Grayson Shoemaker and Zach Oswald. They got 9 from Landon Grimmett, 8 from Grayson Shoemaker, 2 from Luke Davies and Andrew Conrady. They were 17 of 45 from the field. That's what, you know, the other team scored one more shot from the field while you took 5 more. They were 2 of 13 at the three-point land, and that's an area where they have excelled. And they were also 7 of 9 at the free throw line. Well, Zach Oswald, in fact, was 5 of 6 from the free throw line. They got 33 rebounds, 12 offensive and 21 defensive rebounds. They got 43 points. In the first half, it was a little bit more evenly on the fouls. It ended up being 17 personal fouls to 13 for Greeley County. But the key thing is they committed 15 turnovers, and that just hurts. The points off of turnovers, Greeley County got 23 of them compared to 4 of Lebo. And in the paint in the second half, it was dominant by Greeley County. And Lebo ended up outscoring them 26 to 24. And then 7 assists to 4 assists. So the effort was really good there tonight by both teams. It was just that the scoring was just that fourth quarter. It was a difference, and I just think the depth of Greeley County showed up in the second half. Hope to get Coach Dennis Becker coming on here in just a little bit. Yeah, the largest lead for Lebo was by 8. The largest lead for Greeley County was 7. And, I mean, it was a good game. It was a good game back and forth, but tonight it just happens to go to Greeley County. Stats were brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent, with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And just a tough way for Lebo to lose here tonight, but what a great run. Hey, they got to play in the state championship game. That's more than I ever got. That's more than many of the folks down there on the Lebo court has ever had. It's only been the third time that Lebo's boys have been in the state championship game. And it just so happened to be tonight that they also came on the losing side of things. We'll be back with more after this 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Lebo State Tournament Action on Mix 104.9 FM.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most, proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, three self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
Mix 104.9.
Coach Becker is on his way up here. Thank you to the Barton County staff for going down there and getting for me. This place has been great. I've absolutely loved the hospitality here from Barton Community College. I can come back here anytime and do a game. They are just been fantastic. Never needed any stats. Everything was coming to me right quickly. The hospitality room is great, and it's just been a fun time out here at Barton Community College. But Wolves come up just a little bit short here tonight, just losing 49-43, and it's just been one great ride, though, for the Wolves. And with me is Wolves coach Dennis Becker. And, Coach, the game didn't come out tonight the way you thought it would.
No, it didn't.
But you know what? That was a great effort, though, by the kids tonight.
That was a great effort. And, you know, we knew going in, we knew that was a great team that we were playing tonight. And, you know, 1 through 5, they're so good. And we knew we were going to have to play a really good ball game. And, you know, we just, a few plays here and there, you know, we fell up short. And that's the difference in a ball game like this.
And, Coach, when you think about the senior class, that's a pretty good group of kids, isn't it?
That's a great group of kids. I mean, you know, from day one when I got here, those have been our, you know, they've been our leaders. You know, they organize stuff outside of practice. They're always at practice, always first ones there. You know, and they were truly, truly leaders that helped me, you know, in this first year.
And, you know, I'm special to one of them, special to me, and that's Landon tonight. And, yeah, just a great kid. And I'm seeing the senior picture that they're taking right now. Him and Luke and Austin and Scott, just a great group of kids.
It is. It's a great group of kids. I'm, you know, on and off the basketball court, they're definitely leaders at Lebo, you know, and every sport.
Coach, when you look back on this year, what's going to be some of your favorite memories?
You know, when I look back and, you know, and the sting wears off, I mean, just the time with the kids, you know, that's why we do this. And, you know, just getting to spend the time with this great group. And then, you know, and then to cap it off on this fun trip, it's been a fun week, you know, and being able to spend this time with the kids and help them on this journey, you know, and this state journey. And it's just been fun. But the whole season, you know, was fun. You know, going to practice every day, you know, it's never boring. You know, and we always have fun.
And, you know, I'm just looking back on the season. You guys have a great run and tough competition all year long that prepared you for this. And then tonight, it's just Greeley County was defending state champs for a reason, weren't they?
Right, they were. And, you know, and like I said, we knew going in they were a tough matchup. And they had that motivation of going back-to-back for those seniors, you know, and you know, and our we just fell a little short, and but I couldn't be more proud of our guys.
And you got a good group of underclassmen too coming up.
We do. We have a good group of underclassmen. You know, we have a good foundation that we're starting to build. You know, and we get some leaders back with Zach and Grayson. You know, so and then Drew. You know, Drew came in and he gave us great minutes tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, defending their best player, and you know, it's pretty bright as you look forward.
Coach, I want to congratulate you guys on an outstanding season. and a great run through the sub-state and state. And go down and enjoy this moment with the kids. First of all, thank you for coming up here after a loss. It's hard, but I want to thank you for coming up here. And I've enjoyed covering your team this year.
Well, I appreciate you guys and covering us, you know, all the times that you can. And, yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those deals that it hurts. But looking back, you know, there's a lot of teams that would give a lot of things for second place. So, you know, it's probably not going to be today. But looking back at some point, you know, we're going to enjoy this. We're going to enjoy this and have lots of memories to talk about with these guys and this team.
Well, Coach, thank you again for coming on, and congratulations on a great season.
Thank you, and thanks for covering for Lebo, you know, the Lebo community, and thanks to all the Lebo community that supported us over the year.
Yeah, Lebo's got a great backing, don't they?
They do. It was red. You know, our half was completely red, and we appreciate all the people that made the drive out here.
Oh, well, look forward to next season, but go spend some time creating memories with these guys.
Right, yeah, that's the plan.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Ken.
That was Coach Dennis Becker, the head boys basketball coach at Lebo High School. In his first year, what a great first year. You go to the state championship game in your first year as a head coach. He's just done an outstanding job there at Lebo High School. Well, it didn't end up the way we thought it would today, with both teams coming away with losses, but thank you to the sponsors. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be able to be out here bringing you this action. And thanks to the folks for listening. And thank you to the station for giving me a chance for this great ride that we've had this year, and a great ride watching the Lebo Wolves. Once again, the final score on the boys, it is. And also, again, thank you to the folks here at Barton County Community College. They give me a great place to broadcast from, and they've been just super. Once again, the final score, Greeley County 49, Lebo 43. Have a great rest of your evening, everybody. You've been listening to Lebo State Tournament Action on Mix 104.9.